C.J. Arthur's in Wilmette. We're the first and third, so if you forget and come on the wrong week, the worst you're going to do is hear the Bluegrass Advocates, which is certainly one of the best bands in Chicago. I'm going to introduce some of the guys here. I'm Deuce Oliver.
Hi.
On vocals, guitar, and bass. If you're from the western suburbs, you have seen them playing jazz, folk, bluegrass. They have a vocal band called Thursday's Child with another couple of incredible four-part harmonies. They are from the foothills of Oak Park, Jim and Mary Grasso. When Jim and I started playing in bands, which was a long time ago, our mandolin player had already been in a band that recorded four albums, had played the main stage at Winfield, Kansas, had toured all over the world, Russia, Egypt, China with the USO. I'm not kidding.
And yeah, he went to China, only three albums.
Okay. Oh, okay. Anyhow, he went into retirement to raise two boys and came out of retirement about a year and a half ago to play with us. And as you can tell, he knows his way around a mandolin. And if you can see his mandolin, it's called a Charlie Brown. Because he is Charlie Brown and he built that mandolin. If you've seen Mark Edelstein's band Rhythm Future playing Gypsy Jazz, or any of Barb Silverstein's bands, Barb Silverman, I'm sorry, you've seen this guy playing fiddle, probably the most versatile fiddle player in the Chicago area. His nickname, I don't know why he calls himself Squawky Clams, because I never hear a bad note. Okay, there's a bad note. This is Rick Barris.
And last but not least, the person who's responsible for this band. So if you like it, please welcome Mr. Bob Brillstein.